Hi, Beowulf here with Justice Matters. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they are here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. And that takes time. It takes effort. Angie, however, has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie and connect with and hire skilled professionals that you need to get the job done well. Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and in your specific area, right in your neighborhood. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and website is free to use. Angie.com, that's A-N-G-I, Angie.com. It's time for Justice Matters with former federal prosecutor and MSNBC analyst Glenn Kirshner. It looks like Donald Trump will be the first American president to be held in criminal contempt of court. Here's Glenn with new details.
So friends, Donald Trump is breaking all kinds of new ground for former presidents. He's the first former president who was criminally indicted in state court, first former president who was criminally indicted in federal court, first former president who was held in civil contempt twice by Judge Engoron in his New York civil fraud case. And now Donald Trump is about to become the first former president ever held in criminal contempt. You know, friends, I would say Donald Trump behaves like a petulant child, but that would be an insult to petulant children. Let's start with the new reporting, and then let's have a look at New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg's new court filing asking the presiding judge, Juan Merchan, to hold Donald Trump in criminal contempt. First, the reporting, this from The Guardian. Headline, Trump faces contempt motion after social media post about New York trial. And that article begins, about an hour after day one of Donald Trump's criminal trial in Manhattan closed, the former president published the first of what would be a series of posts on Truth Social about his disdain for the trial, specifically his required attendance. The Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, filed a motion in papers made public on Tuesday to hold Trump in contempt of court for violating a partial gag order in the case. Prosecutors said that Trump had already violated his gag order three times, posting about the witnesses Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels on social media. They asked the judge to fine Trump $3,000 for the violations. Merchan said he will hold a hearing on the alleged violations on April 23rd. In his posts, Trump blasted Judge Juan Merchan for requiring Trump to attend the trial every day it's in session, which is a requirement for every defendant in every criminal case, in every jurisdiction in the country. The article continues, the trial, centered on hush money payments Trump funneled to the adult film star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 presidential election, is expected to last 6 weeks. Daniels said she and Trump had a brief affair in 2006.
Coming up next, Glenn reads the new court filing where prosecutors ask Judge Merchan to hold Trump in contempt of court. This is Justice Matters.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg's prosecutors have filed a motion asking the judge to hold Donald Trump in criminal contempt for violating his gag order three times. Glenn says they're also asking him to warn Trump about future violations.
Okay, friends, let's have a look at the new court filing in which prosecutors urge Judge Mershon to hold Donald Trump in criminal contempt. In the case of the people of the state of New York against Donald Trump, defendant, the prosecutors write, on April 1st, 2024, this court entered an order directing defendant to refrain from, among other things, making or directing others to make public statements about known or reasonably foreseeable witnesses concerning their potential participation in the investigation or in this criminal proceeding. Such extrajudicial, meaning out of court, statements, the court found, pose a very real threat to the integrity of the judicial proceedings by intimidating both defendants' direct targets as well as others who may be called upon to participate in these proceedings and who rightly fear being subject to similar vitriol. Well, that's pretty clear, pretty direct, pretty pointed. The prosecutors are asking Judge Mershon hold Donald Trump in criminal contempt of court. So what happens now? Well, Judge Mershon has set a hearing on the criminal contempt issue for April 23rd, but the good news is this criminal contempt hearing will be conducted while the trial is still up and running. Judge Mershon is not pausing the trial for it. He's just going to work it in during some downtime. So the trial will continue uninterrupted. And if Judge Mershon holds Donald Trump in criminal contempt, and I suspect he will, the next question is, okay, what is the sanction? What is the penalty? What is the punishment? Well, the prosecutors have asked for three counts of criminal contempt. Under the New York state law, Judge Mershon can only impose up to $1,000 on each count of contempt. So the prosecutors have asked for a $3,000 penalty, but they've asked for something else. Finally, this court should warn defendant that future violations of the court's restrictions on his extrajudicial statements can be punished not only with additional fines, but also with a term of incarceration of up to 30 days. So, friends, we know full well that $3,000 doesn't mean squat to Donald Trump. But 30 days in jail might mean something to him. But here's the thing, and I feel like we can see this one coming a mile away. I think Donald Trump wants to be sentenced to a jail term for contempt of court. I think he is dying to have Judge Mershon order him into confinement for a day or a week or even a month. Why? Because Donald Trump will use it as a vehicle to fundraise. He will send the message out to his supporters. Do you see what they're doing to me? They put me in jail. Send me money, more money, more money. And Trump knows that after he's held in contempt the first time, which is very likely to happen on April 23rd, he's just got to push that boundary one more time, post another threat against or about one of the witnesses, and Judge Mershon will pretty much be compelled to then up the ante as far as punishment goes and put him in a jail cell, maybe for a day, maybe for a week. And Donald Trump, I think, wants precisely that. And if he continues to violate the gag order, I don't know that Judge Mershon has any other alternatives. He can bang Trump out for $1,000 a pop, but that doesn't mean anything to Trump. So I think Donald Trump is going to continue to violate the gag order after he's held in criminal contempt. And then I think Judge Mershon will probably be in a position where he has to impose a sentence of incarceration for some period of time, up to 30 days. And here's the thing, friends. You've heard me say some variation of this before. We can't make prosecutorial decisions, and judges can't make judicial decisions based on collateral consequences. What do I mean by that? Some people would say, don't put Donald Trump in jail for a week. It will just strengthen his hand with his supporters. It will enable him to fundraise even more, to grift even more from those people who are foolish enough to keep emptying their pockets and giving their hard-earned dollars to Donald Trump. But the thing is, you can't do business, prosecutorial business or judicial business, based on those collateral consequences. You can't say, I'm going to choose not to enforce the law because it will result in Donald Trump successfully fundraising even more. That's not part of the prosecutorial or judicial calculation. So it's about to get a lot bumpier, not just for Donald Trump, but for we the people, because Trump will continue to test the bounds of our democracy, the strength of our democracy, the resilience of our democracy, and he will continue to test the institutions of government. There was an easy remedy for this long ago, and it was to put Donald Trump in pretrial detention. If we had done that up front, Donald Trump would be all but a distant memory, because he would no longer have his megaphone, his social media platform. He would no longer be holding his hate rallies. But the institutions of government opted not to apply the rule of law as it was designed to be applied to Donald Trump, the way it would have been applied to you, to me, to anybody else who was on pretrial release in multiple felony cases and continued to threaten and endanger the witnesses, the judges, the prosecutors, the jurors, family members of those different people. And that's where we dropped the ball, institutionally speaking. But I think Judge Mershon will do what needs to be done, and that is hold Donald Trump accountable if he continues to violate court orders, if he continues to violate gag orders, and if he continues to endanger the witnesses and others. Judge Mershon, I believe, will end up putting Donald Trump in jail, because justice matters. Friends, as always, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with you all again tomorrow.
For more on Glenn, go to Glenn Kirshner 2 on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is Justice Matters.